Christian Quested had a bull elk all lined up in his sights, took a shot, and the bull suddenly disappeared. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
I said, this didn't do anything. And I said, I don't know, maybe it was a bad round. He hand loans for this custom rifle. It's a 301 mag, but it's seated quite a bit longer than a standard Sammy load. And that's kind of the other fun thing about hunting is guns can be hot rodded like cars. So I agree, we'll hike over there. So it's pitch black by the time we get there. And we're walking around and we see no signs, no blood, circle out for 30-40 minutes just to make sure that he wasn't laying down somewhere and we couldn't find him. You know, I had to accept I missed, and I was like, we were wondering why, and I walked right back to where he was standing. And even though there was literally no perceivable wind in this valley, the whole thing kind of collected what was moving, and it went right up this narrow draw that he stepped onto. It was probably 30 mile an hour wind straight up, and so you couldn't see it because the grass wasn't wiggling left or right or anything. You had no idea it was there. And so I'm sure I went right over the top of him. I mean, that would have been 12, 14 inches of additional elevation because of the wind blowing that angle, so I missed. And we had to laugh it off a little bit and then figure out how to get home because we'd never been over on that ridge yet. We made a bad guess which way to go, and I don't think we got back to our tent till about midnight.
Disappointed, exhausted, but I got to remind you, Christian is one heck of a hunter. So it happens to the best of us. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.